Good evening and welcome, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited to have you with us here this evening. It's Wednesday, March 14th, 2007, about 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. And, well, we've been having some beautiful weather here in northwest Arkansas. I've been, last couple of days, I haven't had a whole lot of free time. I don't usually have a lot. But what I do have, I like to try to do something enjoyable with it. If it's free time, of course, if it's not work time. And I've actually been out doing some gardening as of the last couple of days, and it's been very nice. I hope to get to a point where we can actually maybe grow some of our own vegetables. But luckily, some of the past guests on the show have just been master gardeners, Nancy Peters-Oliver, Joe Bullard, and they've given me a lot of tips on something like that. I don't know if it's anything that you guys might be interested in, but we have done shows about these sorts of things. It's about empowering yourself, folks. It's all it is. You know, a lot of people would talk about health and how they eat and yet really do nothing to ensure that the food that they get is good. So there are a lot of different things you can do, and I've been trying to do it. But I do like, I don't know what it is, it just seems to be that way with me. I like to create things. And while I'm not creating food, I'm sort of helping them to grow, which I also enjoy. So there's just something about being out there and playing in the dirt. I don't know, maybe it dates back to my childhood or something. Who knows, right? Anyway, it's been beautiful. It's a little bit stuffy here in the studio. I might have to actually turn the air conditioner on. So as it is only March, and typically we still have some cold weather here in northwest Arkansas, but, you know, there are places that are getting a lot of bad weather. Texas is still getting a lot of rain, or they have been anyway for the last couple of days. How is it down there, Thomas? Pretty good? Or are you guys still getting battered pretty good? Or okay, all right, just overcast today. Yeah, they've been promising us rain for the last couple days, and it has not materialized in any capacity at all. It looked like it was going to rain a few times, but nothing really big developed. So it makes me wonder, now that maybe we're past the threat of snow and ice, although that's always a possibility, are we going to see drought conditions over the majority of this country this year as we did last year? And I suspect that's probably the case, which is truly, truly unfortunate. So, you know, prepare yourselves, folks. If it means going out and planting a garden, there are ways you can do that. Even if you have limited space or limited funds, there are ways to do that. So I would encourage you all to, you know, empower yourselves. Yeah, there's all sorts of different things you can do. Absolutely. So, and when I talked to Joe Bullard, you guys may know him, of course. He wrote the book Waiting for Agnes about Ed Leedskalnin and the Coral Castle down there in Florida. Just a fascinating story, fascinating guy. He actually is a master gardener, and he told me that what you can do, even with, like, tomato plants, is just get a bag of topsoil and just stick it in there. It'll grow just fine. Now, these are some hardy plants. There's a lot of things you can do, but, you know, make sure that you're going to be okay. Every one of you guys out there, especially the ones who've communicated with me, but certainly all of you listening, obviously you matter to me, so I want to make sure that, you know, when the fit hits the shan, as they say, you guys are all still alive, kicking, and we can still be out there. You know, we are the people who have knowledge of what's going on and what is to come, and as a result of that, we have to make sure that we arm ourselves with this information, with this knowledge, and persevere. You know, that's really the whole point of it, I suppose. Well, anyway, our guest this evening is going to be talking about that, sort of about knowledge of things to come. I'm very excited to chat with him, and I have not read his book as of yet, but I think it's going to be a captivating interview anyway. His name is Richard Perry, and the book is called The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. So pretty fascinating stuff and a fascinating story behind it, and we'll be chatting with him when we return after this first break. Give us 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. We shall return with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stick around.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whale, and welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, as well as, of course, our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. Also, welcome to all of you listening to this. Maybe it's dark here, but maybe it's bright and sunshiny where you're listening to this because you're listening to a rebroadcast, courtesy of the iPod, the wonderful world of technology. Welcome to you. Welcome to all of our listeners, AM and FM, around the country, around the world. I think that just about covers everybody, I guess. Oh, no, welcome to the people within earshot of my voice. We got several studios down the hall. I try to keep it to a low roar, but nevertheless, you know, things kind of get crazy here at nighttime. Anyway, my friends, yes, it is Wednesday midweek, and it's been a bizarre week for me, needless to say. A lot of things going on, and a lot of... I don't know, reason for introspection, I guess you could say. And I've been doing that because I like some time to be alone with my thoughts. It's where I come up with new things. And I think that's really how God operates for the most part, is he does sort of, he looks for those times when you're, you know, calmed down enough and you're not making a ruckus, making noise all the time. He can actually get something through to you. So I try to pay attention. I try to make those times available. Not that God needs me to do anything, but nevertheless... you know, I'd like to get some direction here and there. Anyway, as most of you know, I did initially come out of Catholicism. Catholicism is a strange religion. Certainly gave me a great foundation for faith. I think, if only just because I was exposed to it. But I went to Catholic school. I was an altar boy. Never molested or anything crazy like that. I just left because I just felt that I wasn't getting the answers I wanted. And when I was old enough and wise enough, maybe? I wouldn't call myself wise, but wise enough to start asking questions, I realized that they didn't have the answers I was looking for. I went, spoke to religious leaders in various faiths, various doctrines, and I realized that they didn't have any answers that I was seeking either. So it's been a long time. I've not found anything. I've gotten closer to the destination, but it's a long road. And the beauty of this job and this position is I get to talk to fascinating people such as you listening and our guests as well. I learn a lot that way. And my guest this evening is going to be talking about his book, which focuses on, in my opinion, one of the most fascinating aspects and truly the one reason, I suppose, why I picked up the Bible in the first place. And I don't mean, you know, the hymnal, like in mass. I mean, like the actual Bible and actually start reading it. And it was because of Revelation. And I remember when I was a kid, I thought, gosh, this is so fascinating to me for a number of reasons. It's fascinating to me because these are things to come. And these are predictions, right? I mean, you know, most people, they go to a psychic and they'll say, oh, the psychic said this. And maybe they believe it, maybe they don't. Certainly people believe it when they go to a doctor and the doctor says, you have 2 months to live. And they go, oh, no, doctor told me I'm going to die. Surely he's right. What gives him the authority to predict how long you're going to live? There's no way to do that. But when you look at the Bible and you're saying, well, gosh, surely God is going to know all these things. So it's our job to kind of understand, to see the signs, to know when these things are going to go down, what's going to happen, and be able to prepare ourselves spiritually first and everything else after that. But whenever there's an opportunity to discuss this subject of Revelation with somebody that obviously has more than enough information to put together a book and then some, it is truly an honor and a privilege for me, and I hope you'll enjoy the interview here this evening as we talk to the author of the book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. Please welcome to the program, Richard H. Perry. Thank you for your time this evening, sir.
Oh, Frank, thanks for having me on the show.
It's an honor. It is truly an honor. You have an incredible website, and I've perused it before, but I really, you know, spent some time there this afternoon, and I was just blown away. I was actually tempted to call you back where we had more time to talk, but it's so amazing, and I think that, you know, truly God works in amazing and mysterious ways, and you do have to know how to listen, and obviously you do.
From time to time, he hasn't given me much choice.
Yeah, well, he has that way about him, doesn't he? If you don't answer the tap on the shoulder, you know, he might hit you upside the head, but regardless, his will be done, whether we want it or not. But let's talk a little bit about this now. This is not your first book, is it?
No, this The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days actually is the second book that I've written. You have found my website, which is www.lastdaysmystery.info, I-N-F-O. That site provides a lot of information, also tries to keep up with current events that I think might have the potential to fulfill prophecy. So it's the site is basically trying to help people see, you know, what the Bible is saying and what that might be meaning to us today.
Sure. Big job.
Yep. This whole thing, you know, the first book, which led to this, The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days, has been kind of an interesting story. It started, well, I guess you could say, like you were talking about, you know, years ago when, you know, you read Revelation. Well,
sure.
The first time I read Revelation was about 27 years ago. I was an adult. I think I was 33 years old at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And read Revelation and was just really intrigued by it, you know, not even having any idea of what it really might be saying. So I went, searched a couple other books that I got about Revelation. And at the time, I happened by chance to get one book that was a very spiritual interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
The other book I got was a very literal interpretation. But an interesting thing, both books said if you wanted to understand Revelation, you had to, you know, read and understand the Bible,
mm-hmm.
because all the symbolism and was drawn from the rest of Scripture, principally the Old Testament, because that was really the only thing that was really completely written and revealed at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, I when I tell this story, I always tell people, I said, I think this is the first time that I ever literally took my English teacher's advice. You know, when I was going through school, you know, I would take shortcuts and do book reports and, you know, look for the book that had the dust cover and, flip inside the front cover, the back cover, and then maybe scan a couple of chapters and then fake it. And she'd always tell me, you do pretty well for not knowing anything. and she said, but you really need to read these books. Well, at this particular time, this was, again, about 27 years ago, I said, I really wanted to know what was going on in Revelation. And so I took the advice of both these books, and I started in Genesis. And I read through the Bible, and it took me 4 months. And I was kind of on a forced march, and I was looking to see, what did this have to say? What was the message here? Well, by the time I got through the epistles, I had a pretty good handle on the real basic message of the gospel, and that was that I was in real trouble in terms of how, I was living my life. Not that I was this, incredibly bad sinner, but, I recognized that I was a sinner, and I was really not living my life, in terms of God's standard, which was perfect. And I said, okay, Lord, I said, I believe what you're telling me. I said, from now on, you're Lord, and you're my God, and you help me with this. And he has, even though sometimes I've wandered off.
Sure.
He tends to, like you say, he gives you that gentle tap on the shoulder or sometimes a whack on the head until you kind of, get back in line.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and this goes back to, I've been, since that time, those years ago, I've been very diligently seeking and, reading and studying Scripture. I would, of course, go to church and things like that, but I always was more interested in what God had to say, what His Word was indicating. But when I was a babe, I was a lot of times feeling like, I don't know anything, so I would turn to men and books and things like that and listen to what they had to say. And a lot of times, unfortunately, I kind of picked up stuff and it sounded good. Enough people were saying it that I figured it must be right.
Sure.
But the more I studied Scripture, I kept finding differences between what the Bible was saying and what man and organized religion was saying. So I finally got to the point where I took God literally. And He said, test everything, by my word. And He said, rely on me. Don't rely on men. Don't, follow me. Don't follow man. And so I said, okay, well, you show me then. And he was, he just started teaching me and showing me different things about, the difference between his teaching and his word and the teachings of man and the traditions of man, which seemed to be everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, when Christ showed up the first time and he was talking to the Jewish church, he was admonishing them for setting aside the commands and the teachings of the Word of God for the traditions and teachings of man. And, really our situation today is much the same. Maybe even, we might have even gotten a little worse. Hard to say, but, so I really had this reliance on His Word. And then, I, of course, continued to study in Revelation, always trying to understand that as I was going through my walk over the years. But about, let's see, I guess it was...
Oh, Richard, I'm sorry.
Yep,
if I could jump in here. Yes, folks, we have our first break, unfortunately, but don't worry. We have a lot of time to delve into this, and obviously we may need it. Revelation is a very complex thing, and anytime somebody's willing to sit down and teach us, I'm thrilled with that. And our guest is one of those guys. Richard Perry, folks. Again, the website, lastdaysmystery.info. We're back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Take it all lying down. Cause once I get started, I go to town. Cause I'm not like everybody else. 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 And I don't.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. Our special guest this evening, Richard Perry. Richard, of course, is the author of the book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. Fantastic stuff. Richard, welcome back, sir.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you. When we left off, you were just talking about how basically you just you learned to just have God sort of spell things out for you.
Yeah, and I found that, you know, that I guess a respect that I developed over, you know, reading the Bible for years and just finding it to be true, you know, as it in my life and as it has dealt with history and revealed history. And then about, I guess it was about 1997 mm-hmm. that the Left Behind series, Tim LaHaye, Jerry Jenkins stuff was just, you know, kind of becoming extremely popular. And, you know, I picked up the first book and read that. And I said, you know, it's, you know, of course, familiar with the particular teaching and theology that he was basically supporting. And, you know, kind of got into this, well, you know, testing mode. Like God mm-hmm. says, you know, test everything. Don't trust in man. And so I started looking at the Bible very, very diligently in terms of seeking out to find the sequence of events and what was Christ saying about his return. Because a lot of things that the book, you know, this novel was saying, you know, I really had never seen myself in Scripture, even though I was pretty familiar with the approach. And he gets his approach from dispensationalism, which basically leads to this idea that the church will be removed before the time of trouble that's coming upon the whole world, which is we refer to as, or the Bible refers to as, the Great Tribulation. But anyway, I started to really study very diligently. And, of course, the Bible also says that iron sharpens iron, so mm-hmm. that, you know, one man needs to consult other men, and we need to, you know, work with each other and test things again against the Scripture. So as I started to study the Bible, I had had, you know, several books on eschatology, end times study, and I just started to gather more and more. As a matter of fact, I became quite compulsive about this, and I ended up acquiring a large library on eschatology and, through searches on the internet and through rare mm-hmm. book searches. I accumulated a library of about 180 books written on eschatology from as early as 1733. And that 1733 book is pretty interesting because it was written by Sir Isaac Newton. The scientist wrote a book on the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation. Wow. And from his vantage point, he seems to have, you know, things pretty well, you know, identified. But anyway, so I'm evaluating all these books in terms of their position and going back to the Bible and asking God, okay, so what do you say to this and what do you say to this? And he would take me all over Scripture. In other words, I would use the whole Bible. And maybe, you know, I think a lot of us think when we think about the end times and what's going to come upon the world, you know, we think about Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really fascinating is that the whole Bible has this story about how this age ends and how the coming age, you know, comes into being. Mm. The coming age being what the Bible refers to as the kingdom of God on earth. But we find that picture, we find that that gospel message of, you know, Christ the King, you know, coming and then leaving again, and then he says, well, I'll be back. And when he comes back, his plan is to restore and revive his people and set up the kingdom of God on earth for what amounts to the Sabbath, because the last day of the last days in the Bible
mm-hmm.
is the Sabbath rest. And in Hebrews, in the New Testament, you know, it says mm-hmm. the seventh day is yet outstanding. And it's called the Sabbath rest, and it's referred to as the seventh day. In other words, there's this picture of 7 days in the gospel message that God plans to fulfill and bring about when the king returns and the kingdom is set up. But anyway, so I'm studying all this stuff
mm-hmm.
And just really getting into this. And you can imagine I'm talking to people in church, and one thing leads to another. And next thing you know, people are saying, well, you know, why don't you teach this? You know, mm-hmm. why don't you teach a study on this? And so I start teaching one place, and then I start teaching another place. And this is up to about the 2001. It's actually a month after 9/11.
Richard, I'm sorry if I could jump in here quickly. Another break, folks. We'll be right back, though, in only 3 minutes, and we'll continue where we left off. Remember, the website that we just mentioned for Richard, lastdaysmystery.info. You can click right off of our website there under guests at franklyspeakingradio.com. Stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Our special guest this evening, Richard Perry. Richard, welcome back, sir.
Oh, Frank. Yeah, we were talking about...
September 11th.
September 11th. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was like I was in the process at that point of teaching a couple of Bible studies on the second coming, the coming kingdom, the return of Christ. One was in a local church, and one was in a community Bible study that I set up. And one morning, about 2 o'clock in the morning, I woke up wide awake and felt like the Lord was saying, pray for this class. And so I just started to pray. And as I was praying, I got a couple of messages from the Lord. One was an answer to a question that I had been seeking him about, which was, how important is this topic? And he told me how important it was. But the other one was even more fascinating because he gave me the name of a person he wanted me to see. He said, he said simply, see Dr. Schaefer. Now, that was pretty interesting. You know, one, to get, you know, in a prayer to get God to give you a name.
Yeah.
And a name that I didn't, I wasn't really familiar with, somebody I didn't know. And I thought about that, of course, while I was praying, and then I thought about it the next morning. I said, well, you know, so who is this Dr. Schaefer I'm supposed to see? And I live in Athens, Georgia, and we're, you know, right here in the heart of Georgia Bulldog country, and there's UGA. And there's,
I used to live there myself.
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
And there's this, at the university, there's this very famous professor of quantum chemistry, and he's been nominated for some Nobel Prizes, so his name would be in the paper. And it was also in the paper that he was on the Christian Faculty Forum. And so I, you know, I said, well, see Dr. Schaefer. This is a Dr. Schaefer, and he's also, you know, he's a Christian, you know. So I said, this is the only one. It's got to be him, you know. So the next morning, you know, when I went to work, I waited until about, you know, 9 o'clock and figured that would be a respectable time to call. And so I called his office and talked to his secretary, and I asked to speak with him. And she said, well, he's not in. But he said, she said, well, let me tell him what this is about. And the first thing out of my mouth was, well, I'm really not sure. And I said, well, let me explain. So I told her what had happened, and, you know, and she said, well, I'll give him the message. And I thought, well, at least I've done my bit. Well, 3 o'clock that afternoon, he calls me back, and I start to relate, you know, what I've been studying and what I've been teaching and how this prayer came about and his name being mentioned to me. And he said, I guess we better get together. He said, how about my office on Wednesday? So I said, I'll be there. And so I went over and met with him the next Wednesday. And he said, when I came in, we introduced each other, and he said, you know, I was kind of interested in what you were talking about. And he said, because I've taught Revelation 4 times in church over the years. So we just got into this really interesting back and forth discussion about, you know, what we saw the Bible saying, and he was asking me, you know, things about, you know, what I was finding. And, you know, we had both read this book by Sir Isaac Newton. You know, of course, he was a scientist. He probably knew about the book before I did. And you know, so we talked about that. And as we were having this great discussion, he said, well, you know, you should write a book, and which I dismissed as just being good conversation, you know, being polite. And so we continued on until the hour was almost over. He said, well, I've got to make my next lecture. And so I started to excuse myself, and I said, you know, I really have appreciated this. I'm not sure why the Lord put us together, but I said, I want to thank you, and I really have enjoyed it. He stopped, and he looked at me very intently, and he said, no, he said, you're supposed to write a book. And then he paused, and he seemed to be reflecting. He said, well, maybe the reason I said that is because for years my friends and colleagues have been telling me that I should write a book about science and my faith. Mm-hmm. And he said, last week I finished the manuscript. He reaches over the table, picks up the manuscript, puts it in front of me, says, here, would you like a copy? And I'm going, whoa, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was pretty powerful. The Lord says, see Dr. Schaefer. The week before, he had finished a manuscript on a book, and he tells me I'm supposed to write a book.
That's amazing.
It was incredible. It took me about a month. You know, I was really thinking hard and meditating on this and praying about it. And then after about a month, I started to write. And I just wrote what, you know, I felt like God had been showing me.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out to be this first book that I wrote, which was published in 2003. It's called Of the Last Days, Listen, I Tell You a Mystery. And that book came out in 2003. And, you know, I really had this, you know, really had this conviction that God had told me to write this book.
Mm-hmm.
But he never said anything else about it. In other words, he didn't say, you know, go promote it, go do this, go do that. Matter of fact, you know, I'm a marketing major, you know, from school, and
mm-hmm.
I know how to market things and promote things. And I figured, you know, in my own head, I'm going to go and do book signings, and I'm going to put this out and do this and do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Lord did have me put up that website that I mentioned, you know,
yeah.
www.lastdaysmystery.info, and I put the whole book on that website. That's how the website started to grow into what you see it is today.
Mm-hmm.
But the first book is on the website free of charge. You know, just go read it chapter by chapter. But so I had this book, and it was in my hands, and I was thinking, what am I supposed to do about it? But every time I went to do anything, it was like the Lord was saying, nope, nope, not that, not
right.
that. So I started to go back to him. I said, okay, Lord, what am I supposed to do with this? I mean, I figured there was something about this that I was that was going to be important, you know. And for month after month, there was just like no answer, just mm-hmm. this check in my spirit about doing anything much with it. Until one day I'm saying, Lord, what am I supposed to do with this? And all he said was, you're supposed to take what I've given you to the pastors, and then they should test it. They should, if they determine it's from me, they'll know what to do with it. Mm-hmm. I thought, well, that's perfect. That's just the way I read the scripture. I mean, it's the pastor's responsibility, the shepherds of the flock. They're supposed to, you know, to be the gatekeeper and keep the flock informed and, mm-hmm. you know, watch out for them. So I started doing that. I contacted the pastors that I knew and was acquainted with, and it turned out to be about 12, and took this message that he had given me. And he started to solidify this message too. It was like a three-part message, and so I started taking this message to these pastors. Well, they listened, and everybody was cordial and polite and everything, but nobody was interested. They just kind of, you know, I would tell them, this is what God is saying to do, and this is what the message was, and they would say, well, this is what we're doing.
Let me jump in here for a second.
Sure.
When you say that no one was interested, what were they not interested in? Reading the book?
When I say not interested,
yeah.
is like I would, you know, I would spend, like I'm talking to you,
yeah.
I would tell them this history and what had happened and so forth,
mm-hmm.
so forth, and then I would give them the message. And there would be, like, no correction. There mm-hmm. would be no encouragement. There would be, you know, almost no response to anything about
wow.
the topic. And they would tell me, you know, what they were doing in church and what their emphasis was. And we would, you know, a lot of times, you know, I'd take people to lunch and stuff, and then
yeah.
we'd, you know, say, hey, you know. And I would always, whenever somebody would see me and, you know, sit down with me, I would give them free a copy of the first book, and I thought, you know, that might mm-hmm. be helpful to them. Maybe I was supposed to give that to them.
Sure.
So, you know, I gave out a lot of books. But it clearly, in my spirit, I was going like, well, this is accomplishing nothing.
Right.
You know, nobody's correcting me. Nobody.
They all sort of had their own thing going, and they said,
apparently.
Well, this is what you think, and I appreciate the free lunch and the free book.
Well, that was it. You know, and everybody was great, but I, you know, in the flesh, I just said, okay, well, this isn't doing anything.
Right.
I stopped. And then, you know, after several months, you know, mm-hmm. I'm still reading the Bible and studying, and I was reading, this particular time, I was reading Ezekiel, and I got up to chapter 33, which is about the watchman.
Mm-hmm.
The watchman, you know, sees trouble coming, and he's supposed to sound the alarm, blow the trumpet, alert his countrymen to the trouble, and if they take the warning, then they save themselves, and the watchman's done his thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if the watchman sees trouble coming, and he doesn't sound the alarm, then the people perish,
yeah.
but the blood is on his head.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord says, you know, you're not finished with this assignment I've given you, and you don't want the blood on your head. And I said, okay, well, I'm back on the job. My profession and career has been in corporate management. I've been a plant manager, general manager.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I'm unemployed. If anybody's got a good job out there in that area, I'm looking for something right now, but waiting to see what the Lord has to show
yeah.
me. So I got organized. I mean, I put up on a spreadsheet and got lists, you know, of every pastor in my community. And I started on a march through this list. I had developed a list of 160 pastors. And I just started, you know, cold calling everybody, you know, explaining the story. Can I take you to lunch? No. Can I stop by your office? You know, whatever. And out of 160, it took me a year and a half, and I got through that list, and when I got finished with the list was 145 pastors long.
Mm.
I had sat down and talked to, most of the time at lunch or some other meeting, with 86 of those 145 pastors. And the ones that wouldn't see me, I sent them a letter explaining what the message was and, you know, some scriptural support and so forth, just so that they had the opportunity, even though they didn't want to talk to me and, you know, probably thought I was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So this was in November of 2005, and I've got one pastor left on the list, and I had this distinct impression that the Lord was saying, finish this, I've got something else for you to do. And that month, in November 2005, a literary agent on a search for Penguin Publishing. Penguin Publishing is one of the top five publishers in the country.
Yeah.
You might know if it's the world, but they are big. And they contact me out of the blue. In other words, I wasn't looking to get published. I wasn't looking to write another book. But apparently they found me maybe through my website.
Mm-hmm.
But they come to me through this literary agent. And they said, would you write The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days for us? And I said, yeah, I guess I will. I felt like this has got to be what God was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is what I'm supposed to do next. So I started immediately, because they only gave me like 4 months to write this book. Mm-hmm. They wanted it out by Christmas of 2006. So I had, I started writing in November. It was released a year later, November 7th, Election Day. I don't know what prophetic significance that has, but in 2006. And this book comes out by Penguin Publishing, The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days, all over the world. I mean, these guys released this thing, worldwide distribution.
Mm-hmm.
I've got, the first week it was released, I got an email from Australia, people reading it, mm-hmm. and telling me, how they appreciated it. And finally, somebody was, speaking English in terms of prophecy.
Yeah.
So that's how that came about. I mean, it was just one thing led to another thing. Mm-hmm. I was teaching. God says, see Dr. Schaefer, go to Dr. Schaefer. Dr. Schaefer says, write this book. I write that book, get that book published. I say, Lord, what am I supposed to do with this? He says, you see the pastors. I go to the pastors. I finish that assignment, I guess. I don't know if I'm ever finished with that. But and so I go to them, and then he says, I got something else for you to do. And this thing just comes into my lap, and I write that, and here it is. And
that's
now,
amazing.
Of course, I'm getting... I've had TV interviews. Mm-hmm. I've had quite a few radio interviews, and I really appreciate being on this show, because I think this is a message that God really wants to get out to people.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, this is probably a good time, if we don't get another commercial, to explain what the message is.
Yes.
In other words, my book, the first book, would contain the message, but the message was a three-part message that the Lord kind of solidified in my spirit and mind as I was giving it out. And the first one was probably the hardest for most people, because it was just simply, there's no pre-tribulation rapture. That's that was the first part of the message. And
very hard for people.
Well, because that is the popular, in the 90 percentile popular in U.S. and, mm-hmm. and other places position today.
Sure.
And so there's, and that probably what really kind of threw the pastors, when I'd simply say, this is the message, and, there's no pre-trib rapture, which basically then I would add, which means that we've got to be ready for this stuff when it comes. If that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I would always add the P.S. to it. I said, there are a few people that believe that all that stuff about Revelation and end times happened 2,000 years ago in Israel, when Israel mm-hmm. and Jerusalem and the temple were destroyed. And God said, no, that is, I'm not done yet. He said, that wasn't it either. So it's not behind us. It is ahead of us, and we're not out of here before it happens. In other words, we've got to be prepared. He expects us to be prepared and do the things that he's told us to do.
Mm-hmm.
One of the primary things is to keep watch. So the first message was that there's no pre-trib rapture. The second message is, now is the time that the church is supposed to be teaching what Scripture says about the second coming, the return of Christ, and the coming kingdom,
mm-hmm.
not what man teaches, what the Bible teaches.
Okay.
And the third message, which was really powerful, but, people would probably get lost on most people, is that there are the consequences if the church doesn't wake up and repent, turn back to Him, you know, are catastrophic. And what the Lord showed me in this when He gave me that message was that when He came the first time to the Jewish church, one of the things that He said to them right at the last days of His first, you know, ministry was, He said, you know, you and your children are going to be dashed to the ground inside your walls, which was the destruction of Jerusalem that was going to take place 38 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we'll pick it up when we come back.
Absolutely, sir.
All
wow.
Right.
This is captivating stuff. You know, it's always interesting how things work out, but this is... I think this is the right information at the right time, and we got the right guy for it. Richard Perry, ladies and gentlemen, back with us in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stick around.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Tail end of our first hour already. Our special guest this evening, Richard H. Perry. He's the author of the book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. And I'm excited you're here, sir. I thank you for your time, and I'm glad that you wrote the book, too, because obviously this is something we need to talk about.
So we were, when we left off, we were...
The third part of the
The third part of the message, mm-hmm. which is actually... It was the message that I got when I had that prayer when God said, see Dr. Schaefer. The other message that I received from him, and he gave it to me in two verses of Scripture. The question I had been asking him for months is, how important is this?
Mm-hmm.
And because I was getting a lot of, I was talking to a lot of people, but most people were, you know, kind of, I felt like not interested or feeling like this is a secondary topic, a topic not important.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord in the Word, you know, in the Bible would, you know, clearly identify this is a very important topic. It was his return and the coming kingdom. I can't imagine, you know, too many things that are more important as we, you know, finish up the gospel message. But so anyway, as I was praying, I received like two verses from him, you know, in answer to, you know, how important is this topic. And both of them came from the Gospel of Luke. And the first part of it was in Luke 19 and started in 43. And I'm just going to read it because the word is more powerful than anything I could say.
Okay.
The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. And they will dash you to the ground, you and the children within your walls. They will not leave one stone upon another. So this is a prophecy that basically was fulfilled 38 years later when, under the Roman general Titus, the Roman army, and I'm just going to throw this in right now, is that wasn't made up of Romans. It was made up of Syrians. And I'll come back to that maybe at some point in our interview. But so they basically just, you know, encircled Jerusalem, conquered it, and destroyed the temple. But here was the thing that just burned in my mind as he was telling me this. The next verse, it says, they will not leave one stone upon another. And it says, because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you. And he, you know, Christ was clearly expecting the Jewish church to be able to recognize the times that had been prophesied about the coming of the Messiah. I mean, he fulfilled, you know, all the prophecies about the first coming, and yet they wouldn't recognize him. They wouldn't accept him. And what was really, what burned in me about this is he says, this is what's going to happen because you didn't recognize this.
Right.
And then he gave me this other passage, which was also in Luke, and at the time I was thinking it was just a general stewardship passage, but it turns out to be a passage that has to do with the return of Christ and the coming kingdom. And it's in Luke 12, and I'm going to start in 42. It says, the servant who knows his master's will and does not get ready or does not do what his master wants will be beaten with many blows. But the one who... will be beaten with many blows. But the one who does not know and does things deserving punishment will be beaten with a few blows.
Yeah, that's such a powerful passage, too.
And then he says the final thing. He says, everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And
it's amazing stuff.
Really, just that we need to be ready.
Yes.
And we need to be diligently seeking the word about our times.
Yeah. Well said, brother. Let me ask you to hang on, folks. Give us about 90 seconds for a brief station identification for our affiliates, and then we're back with hour number two.